The new U.S. ambassador to Iraq will be officially sworn in tomorrow. He is Zalmay Khalilzad, and he's just spent a year and a half as ambassador to Afghanistan, the country of his birth. He was known for an energetic, hands-on presence there, at times even overshadowing Afghan President Hamid Karzai. With his new job in Iraq, he vows to take the same direct approach. He has said, "I am not a potted plant. Failure is not an option." Before becoming ambassador to Afghanistan, Khalilzad served on the National Security Council, as well as at the Pentagon, the State Department, and he was a consultant working with the oil company Unocal. Zalmay Khalilzad joins us from the State Department to talk about the future of Iraq. Welcome back to the program.
It's good to be with you.
I'd like to ask you first about your assessment of the state of the Iraqi insurgency. Vice President Cheney recently said the insurgency is in its last throes. General George Casey told Congress, though, that there are more foreign fighters coming into Iraq than there were 6 months ago. I'm wondering which view most closely corresponds to your own.
I think what I would like to say that this is a very difficult situation. The insurgency is still very strong and poses substantial security threats to the Iraqis as well as to the coalition forces.
Do you think this is an insurgency in its last stages, or is it one that's becoming increasingly revitalized as time goes on?
It depends on what we do. I think if we succeed in getting a good constitution, if we succeed and make progress with regard to the development of Iraqi forces and Iraqi security institutions, if we can get the Sunnis to feel comfortable with this new Iraq that is being built, then I think the insurgency will wane and only the extremist elements will remain. So I think the next 9 months are critical, and we face these key issues of the constitution, the elections, and the security institutions. So I would say the judgment is very much contingent on the kind of progress that we can make on all of these, and I certainly will dedicate myself to helping that we do make progress.
The president said in his speech last night that the sacrifice in American lives for a free Iraq is worth it. Do you think there's a limit, though, to American patience and support for this effort, a limit that might be measured in casualties or in time?
Well, we've got to do what we can to minimize American casualties. We need to fight this war smartly. We need to develop a fine-grained understanding of the insurgency. We need to use our force in a very tailored fashion. We need to rely increasingly on Iraqis to do this and to begin reducing U.S. forces there. We need to rely not only on the military means to deal with the insurgency, but also on the political and economic means. I believe very strongly in an integrated approach and at the same time believe in a balanced approach between various instruments of our power, and I'll focus very sharply on this as soon as I get there to make sure that we have the right strategy to break the back of the insurgency.
As you take up this new job as ambassador to Iraq, you have said, I will not be a prisoner of the Green Zone, meaning the fortified U.S.-controlled part of Baghdad. But how do you keep from becoming that, given the multiple security risks all over the country?
Sure, of course, security is important, one wanted to be secure, one would stay in the United States or not go to Iraq. But I have a job to do there. I understand the risks. But my job is to help Iraqis move forward, and I'll need to go talk with them, engage them, look them in the eye. That's my style of working, and I'll sit down and talk with them for as long as it takes until we reach an understanding. We cannot succeed if the only form of engagement we have with the people is through our military means. We need to have diplomatic engagement, political engagement, and economic and cultural engagement with them as well, and to reduce appropriately the military profile that we have in Iraq.
We should mention that there was an apparent attempt to assassinate you in Afghanistan earlier this month. It was foiled minutes before the attack was apparently going to take place. You must be mindful of that. There must be limits in your head about what you will be able to do in Iraq.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm mindful of that. I know that there are people who do not wish the United States well and who do not wish me personally well as the representative of the United States. Definitely, but at the same time, we have a job to do, and we need to be constantly mindful of that, and I will be.
Ambassador Khalilzad, thanks very much for talking with us.
Well, thank you.
Zalmay Khalilzad will be officially sworn in tomorrow as the new U.S. ambassador to Iraq.